Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Robert Grady is the name of the book, Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. And he's our good friend. He's an award-winning copywriter and syndicated columnist and a former professor. I think he may be retired from that now, and he's one of our top marketing experts in the Brain Trust, and he's our good friend, Rob Grady. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So I know you want to talk about retail merchandising, maximizing your in-store sales. You know, I began my career in retail. I spent 9 years in retail from the time I was 18 till I was, you know, about 27, I was in retail and with in small business retail, and then I worked for almost 7 years with Sears. So I know I learned a little bit about merchandising in those days. But what are some of the main elements that you want to talk about today?
Well, the skills that you developed in retailing will stay with you and help you throughout your life. I mean, there are fundamental principles of good retailing that I think help anybody in marketing in their careers. The kind of things that I just wanted to talk about are a couple of things that small businesses can do to make their businesses thrive and their retail businesses thrive. And I had thought about five or six things that I think are important, and we can go through that list if you'd like.
I'm a big
fan of signs, so we're going to talk a little bit about how to have effective in-store signs, and then tying in with your advertising, how to cross-merchandise, why you want to use vertical displays and not horizontal. Most people use horizontal, and it's not as effective. Research has shown vertical is better.
Why is that?
Vertical displays actually grab the eye better and show a stronger depth of product in the categories, because you've got with vertical, you've got on top, you've got your lead products and at eye level, and then all the way down, it shows the depth of your product line. Whereas if you put them all at eye level and all the way down the aisle, you're going to grab the impulse purchasers, but those are not the people who are going to be your long-term
customers. Plus, you're making me work too hard.
Customers. That's right. You're making them work too hard. You're making them walk all the way down the aisle to figure out, well, which size do I want? What color do I want?
Right.
Which deal do I want? So, vertical is always going to be better than horizontal.
Interesting. So, what else?
Well, like I said, signs. Let's start with signs. Those are the big. That's the probably your the best thing that you can do in store is to use signs. They're like silent salespeople. You don't have to pay them or anything.
Well, people are looking for it too, aren't they? Aren't people looking for signs? I mean, when I go to the grocery store, I was at the grocery store yesterday. And there are a few things that are staples for us that they occasionally put on sale. So I'm looking for a little tag, a little yellow tag or something sticking out down the way to see whether
they are little in grocery stores. They're either yellow or red tags.
I'm looking for that.
Or special today. Absolutely, people look for those. Signs can be your salespeople. Those are the things that draw attention to the things that you want to sell. Sometimes they're loss leaders, and sometimes they're the dogs that you want to get rid of. But whatever, however your strategy, you want to use signs to draw attention to them. So I'm a big fan of those. One of the things that I also wanted to mention is a particular type of sign is the advertising tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a hobby store or whatever kind of retailer you are, and you do advertising in trade magazines or the newspaper or wherever, take your ad and blow it up really, really big so that people who are coming to your store because they saw your ad are then reconfirmed or they have a certain comfort level Research has shown that if they see that same ad that they saw in the newspaper in the store, they are more drawn to it and more likely to spend.
Right.
So that's very, very big. Take your advertisements and blow them up and stick them all over your store. It will, again, soothe the concerns of your customer and make them feel more comfortable shopping. It will also remind them of the sale and the reasons why they may have come to the store in the first place.
So, mm-hmm.
Big, big fan of that. And another one is cross-merchandising. A lot of people don't recognize the opportunities they have to cross-merchandise.
It's the reason why Velveeta cheese is put next to the macaroni.
It's another reason why peanut butter and jelly in the bread aisle.
It's the reason why onion rings, toasted onion rings in the can, are right next to the green beans, right? And the mushroom
exactly.
soup.
Of course, you got to because those are little.
Make it easy on people.
Exactly. Well, if you've got a special going on salad dressing, you're going to sell it with the produce. You may also sell it in the salad dressing aisle along with all of the olive oils and the various Kraft and salad dressings, but you're also going to put the special right there in the produce aisle, so when they're buying their produce, they're going to see, oh, hey, there's a special on this particular salad dressing, so I better buy that too.
Yeah. So,
yeah, cross-merchandising is extremely important. Now, you and I just talked about grocery store things, but I was a writer for a hobby magazine for many years, so I used to cite a bunch of examples. If you've got a model railroad and you're selling you got the train depot is on sale, yeah, you're going to put the railroad track on sale, too, right next to it. So you want to sell like things together. That's cross-merchandising. If you're going to buy one, the consumer already has his or her wallet open. You want them to spend more money. Cross-merchandising is a great way to hook them again. So.
Well, and in any industry, whatever you're selling, I mean, you need to – your customer expects you to help them round out their experience. Don't let them go home with something that without having something that they need. I mean, how many times have you been somewhere and you didn't really – you were new to whatever you were purchasing – and you get home and you realize that you needed another thing that they should have recommended to you. You gotta help out your customers. That's what salesmanship is all about. And it's a good thing. And thank God, because that's how I've been my living for a number of years. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna come back after the break with our good friend Rob Grady. I'm gonna ask him to tell us about something that he didn't know I was gonna ask him about. After the break, 20 after. Rob, I need your website quickly, please. Your website quickly, Robert. Rob, your website?
Yes. Oh, website is robertgrady.com, and
there
Grady
it
is G-R-E-D-E.
Robertgrady.com.
Robertgrady.com.
Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.